The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Come to Buddhism and to practice to have their questions answered, as if the answers are what's important. And sometimes what's important is not the answers, but the questions. And so I would like to, I'd love to spend a few minutes here hearing a little bit, what are your questions? And I'm not going to answer. At least initially. We'll see how this unfolds. But I think questions are sometimes much more important than answers. Questions open the mind to possibilities. They open our direction of our thoughts, and they create new possibilities. They make space around things. Answers sometimes make less space, like, oh, now I know. And if I told you the true meaning of life and what, how you should live your life, this is the way. And then you put you in a nice little Buddhist box. You know, that doesn't, open you up. So what opens, questions are great. And also it's really great to, in terms of having a Buddhist practice, to often think of it as, what's your question today? What is the question that this is being addressed? What is my question? Most people have questions, but sometimes they don't think in those terms. And so you don't find your way with a question if you don't articulate it. So with that as an introduction, what do you think is your question?
After my meditation this morning, a question arose. I don't have a koan practice, but it reminds me of a koan is how to fully love in the world, knowing deeply that everything is impermanent. And it has to do with both clinging and aversion and how to hold that and fully love, knowing that's going to disappear. It's my koan for today.
Great, thank you.
I'm having some physical pain. It's not really bad, but I'm really tired of it. And I talked to a friend last night on the phone, and she's having more pain. And she's certainly tired of it. And so I looked under that during meditation and I thought, my attitude is powerlessness. And it felt like the fog cleared a little bit. And I sat with that and then I thought, well, what good is that? So I'm aversive to powerlessness instead of aversive to pain. That's it.
Oh, that's a great question. So the core question I love here was, well, what good is that? I bet some of us would do great with some of the ways we think and act and respond. What good is that? Thank you. Yes.
Well, I was thinking about my identity.
So, what's the question around it? Can you say it with a question mark?
What's my identity?
I appreciate that a lot, so I don't want to push you if you don't want to go, but can you kind of ask it in a more full way? Like, why that's an issue? What's going on for you? You don't have to explain, but so the question is a little fuller. Like, spoken from why it's important for you.
It's important for me because I am very curious about what my identity is. I'm very curious in it. And it matters to me because I want to know how I am in the world.
So a little bit the different way of stating it might be, you would like to know, who am I so I know how to be in the world?
Yeah.
Great. So the question for you is, by adding the phrase at the end, So I know how to be in the world. How do you think that changes your orientation to that question?
It makes it more practical.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Great. Lovely. Thank you.
Well, my question is not that deep, but I have been practicing about a year and a half now, and I feel disappointed that I can't get into, my mind is always fleeting. So my question is, why can't I concentrate for 20, 30 minutes, and why can't I go or get into the jhana states?
Mm, great. Good. It's a nice question. And so I don't want to take that question away from you, but I want to mention that sometimes it's useful to ask the question the other way. Because the question was, you have this ideal of what you want to attain, and you ask, why can't I get the ideal? Could you restate the question for you, not from about the ideal, but from what's actually going on for you, from the point of view of what's going on rather than what you want to go on? Do you want to try?
Yeah, what's going on with me? I can only concentrate for like 5 minutes and my mind goes somewhere else. And I have fleeting thoughts. I usually don't get on the train or get into the stories because I realize, you know, I'm not here anymore, I'm somewhere else. But I have these fleeting thoughts continuously through my meditation.
So one question might be, what's going on with you that you have so many fleeting thoughts?
Yeah, what's going on with me?
Yeah.
I think I have too many, yeah, that's right.
So then what's the difference between asking it from the point of view of why can't I get concentrated versus what's going on with me that I have these fleeting thoughts? What's the difference, you think?
It's better, because now I know the answer.
Oh, great. So sometimes you have to be careful. Sometimes it's an art to knowing how to frame the question in a useful way. So, great, thank you.
My question is, how can I enjoy positive things that are happening in my life without becoming upset when they go away?
Great. I love that. And then you could ask the question, what's going on with me when I get upset that things go away? That might be, and maybe then I can understand life. Maybe then I can appreciate life. Yes.
So meditation, as I understand, is taught here is kind of let go of other thoughts and catch and release if you find them arising during meditation. I recently heard this other term called analytical meditation, where it's a podcast where they interview the Dalai Lama, and he said analytical meditation is a way where if you have a problem or a fear or some feeling, that you kind of think, you meditate on that feeling and think on it until you've kind of identified the root cause of it as something that's ephemeral and not real, and thereby you kind of see it as false and release it. And to me, that seems like a path down to kind of overthinking a problem, which is the first reason I'm trying to meditate in the first place, to not overthink. So the question is, how do I kind of reconcile the two? And, you know, do you think on it, or do you kind of make it go away and not think on it?
Great. I think it's a great question. You know, how do we relate to our problems, our issues, and what's the role of thinking? What's the role of some other approach that doesn't involve thinking? Good.
We're working a lot with children lately, and I have a sense, I'm wondering if we're born actually to be mindful, and what happens when we grow up. And is it a case of reverse construction, or what?
Sorry?
Is it a case of reverse construction? coming back to
childhood,
to being present with, to being aware, to being, to awarenessing.
I see. So you're saying, so you notice that children are kind of naturally aware, and then we lose it as we grow up.
We lose it. Why is that? Yeah.
Why is that? Mm. Great. Thank you. Yeah, there's a kind of Buddhist lore, kind of the Buddhist, it's an ancient Buddhist text that says you create a lot of good karma for yourself if you ask questions. So, you know, maybe you have all the good karma you need.
Lately, I've been thinking, how do I maintain equanimity and non-judgment in this world of political chaos? I'm having a really hard time. And I use meditation, but my question is to myself, how can I maintain the balance and not and continue to use right speech, which is very difficult for me at times?
Both those questions are great and probably shared by many people right now.
So I have been following the teaching and studying investigation. And my question that I'm watching and interested in, how does investigation relate to uncovering material that was previously unconscious, and how I'm becoming more open and a little fearful of being less protected. So I guess the question is just to observe that and continue to wonder.
Oh, I like that last word. That was a choice word. Now my question is, why did you choose that word, wonder? Because, you know, it kind of has a sense of awe for me. Nice, thank you. Here in the front.
Kind of two questions, but how do I best spend my time, and then how do I be at peace with the choices I make?
Oh, nice. Yeah. Big choice, big, lots at stake. Thank you.
How can I develop gratitude for everything?
I like that. Thank you. May you keep looking and try to find out. Maybe it's a kind of that's a kind of question maybe you want to keep for your lifetime. Keep going. Because you're always going to run into new things. Okay. Is that enough? Or we have one more before we come to an end? That everyone feels contented? You'll leave without feeling disappointed. Oh, okay, last one here.
How can I become a good Buddhist and still want to get rid of pain?
Oh. I don't think the two are opposed to each other. I think the whole Buddhist... Now I'm going to answer a question. I hope that's okay. I think the whole enterprise of Buddhism is set up for the purpose of bringing pain, or at least suffering, to an end. Absolutely. That's the whole point. As an intermediate to the ending of suffering, it's really helpful to learn to be present for it as if it has permission to be there forever. But it's meant to be an intermediary. Buddhism is not helping us to suffer better. Mm-hmm. Great. So thank you for your question. That was great for me to hear all that. And I have a lot of faith in the value of questions. And to ask these kinds of questions, you asked today, all of them, you know, I think it comes from a really good place inside of you, a kind of place of practice, place of sincerity, some kind of place that often maybe in the kind of popular culture as we run around and take care of our life, we don't come from. But to keep, you know, to keep asking yourself, what is your question? What is your primary question? What's the core question? If you really settle into your being, what is the primary, what's your heart's question? Not your mind's question, what's the heart's question? And see over the days and months and years how it morphs and changes and how it influences how you live your life and forms you. And sometimes just having questions and refining questions and going deeper into deeper questions, that whole process itself is very, very helpful. So may you have lots of questions. Mm-hmm.